For National Non-Smoking Week, I've had opportunity to interview Will Cook. He's a tobacco control coordinator for the Canadian Cancer Society, and he's located in Winnipeg. He came out to Mosinger to sit down with me for an interview. So I've been running some community announcements for Non-Smoking Week, and that's something you're involved with. Why don't you give me a real brief explanation of what that's about?
Oh, sure. Well, National Non-Smoking Week is about 34 years old. It was started by an organization called the Canadian Council for Tobacco Control. And the third week in January every year, they run National Non-Smoking Week. There's different themes every year. Sometimes they focus on secondhand smoke. Sometimes they focus on youth prevention. This year, the theme of the week is there's 100 reasons to quit. What's yours? And it's a good theme, I think, because you hear all the time just talking to smokers that everyone's got their own reason to quit. The biggest reasons people quit are generally health reasons and also financial reasons. Smoking is big in both those issues. So essentially the week's just reminding people, pick a reason to quit and, take a shot at it kind of thing.
You know, I'll tell you, my mom's reason for quitting many years ago was financial. This was a long time ago. Packages of cigarettes were getting up to be about a dollar.
Oof, wow.
And she said, that's too much.
Yeah, well, I've known people that have said things like, well, once it hits 10 bucks a pack, I'm quitting. And then when it hit 10 bucks a pack, they said, well, once it hits 20 bucks a pack, I'll quit. So, I mean, I guess it's tough. I guess, people, if they've got the money to do it. But, obviously the health reason is probably the big one now. I know at the Canadian Cancer Society, we say about 30% of all cancer deaths are caused by smoking. And that includes over 80% of lung cancer deaths. So it's a big health issue. I mean, something people can think about. I mean, I was a smoker myself. I quit some years ago, and I know how hard it is to quit. But, since then, I saved a lot of cash, and I feel better. I play rec sports, and I'm actually good at the sports now because I have the lung capacity to play them.
Okay, so you don't actually work for the people doing the National Non-Smoking Week program. You actually work for someone else?
That's correct. I work at the Canadian Cancer Society Manitoba Division. So that's in Winnipeg. I know we've had some great volunteers over the years here in Beausejour. So we have had a presence here over the years. And obviously, as the Cancer Society, we're very interested in people quitting smoking, as so much cancer is caused by cigarette smoking.
Let me ask you about Manitoba. Where do we sit? How do the numbers shape up for us and maybe our youth?
Yeah, great question. In Manitoba, we have traditionally had a higher smoking rate than the rest of the country. The Canadian average of smoking is sitting around 17-18%, and in Manitoba, it's about 20%, and that's been like that for a while. But for youth in particular, we've sustained a very high smoking rate compared to the rest of the population. Right now, our youth smoking rate is about 5 percentage points higher than the national average. Right now, I think we have 18% of youth ages 15 to 19 smoking, where in Canada, the average is about 13%. And some provinces like Ontario have an average of about 9%. So we're kind of lagging behind in many ways. With our, getting our youth to quit smoking.
The National Non-Smoking Week has, did you say 100 reasons they've posted?
100 reasons to quit, what's yours? Yeah, they've got about 4 posted on the website, 4 or 5, and there's posters that you can download. They're great posters to hang up, say, in a school or in a healthcare facility. And they kind of bring up, little-known facts about smoking. There's one poster that talks about role modeling for kids, most people aren't aware that if a parent smokes, the child is up to 4 times more likely to smoke themselves. So that's one issue, and that's part of the reason we have such a high smoking rate in Manitoba. We have more older people smoking, and then the children learn that behavior, and then they start to smoke themselves at a much higher rate than an abstinent parent child would.
You do have some messages that speak directly to the youth and hopefully are something they'll hear.
Yeah, well, I mean, with youth, generally, youth are more concerned about the money, because the health effects are generally long-term. So the messaging towards youth is often look how much money you'll save. I mean, a pack a day a smoker spends about $4,000 a year on cigarettes.
That's astounding.
It's absolutely astounding.
I've never been a smoker, so I can't imagine starting today. And for the youth too, I don't know how you could look at that amount of money and not say, but that could be an Xbox 360 or whatever else they're interested in, or a car.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's incredible. And I think, you know, it really speaks to how, you know, you get hooked and it almost ceases to be a choice. Like, because,
well, that's addiction.
Yeah. It's addiction, right?
Yeah.
People always say, well, it's a lifestyle choice and why not? But, we know from the research, that it's more difficult to quit, than drugs like heroin, which, you know, reportedly are very difficult to quit. So
can you speak to the, medical options for not quitting? I'm speaking a little from personal experience. I have a sibling who took a medication that she said helped her greatly to reduce the cravings. And, I guess there are other side effects from withdrawal from nicotine and et cetera. Is there something you could talk about that? Well, first of all, does it cost? And I imagine even if it does it cost less than smoking?
Well, I think in a packet of smoking, it would cost less. But the difficulty is with a Champix or a Zyban, you continue to smoke while you take these drugs. And then you gradually cut down smoking. So you have to kind of pay for both at the same time, which is the economic barrier for most people. But that being said, Champix and Zyban are extremely effective pharmacotherapies, we call them, for quitting smoking. Champix is maybe the most effective one produced to date. I know from my own experience, I've got an uncle who I thought would never quit smoking, and he did this past Thanksgiving, and he did it using Champix. And how that drug works, actually, is it blocks the receptor in your brain that absorbs most of the nicotine. So it blocks nicotine from being received into your brain through this neuron. And then you just slowly lose the desire to smoke. And that's what had happened to him. He just didn't want to do it anymore.
So for the first time, maybe cigarettes don't taste so good.
Well, yeah, exactly. For the first time in years, you know, that guy, you know, he probably smoked for 20 or 30 years and just lost his desire to smoke. Similarly with Zyban, it works a little differently, but you lose your desire to smoke. The other kind of third option that a lot of people use and is proven and evidence-based is nicotine replacement therapy, which you commonly know as the Nicorette gum, or there's generic gums, or the patch, or now the lozenge. There's also an inhaler they sell. And that works on a little different basis. It still gives you nicotine, but that nicotine is replacing the nicotine you would get from a cigarette. So you cut down smoking while you chew the gum or take the patch or use the inhaler. And that's also proven to be very, very effective. That's actually how I had quit smoking myself.
So, well, I like the fact that you say that it's proven, because there's a lot of claims out there for ways you can quit smoking. And ultimately, I'm going to personally put my faith in something that has some science-based testing behind it that shows it's effective. That's my first choice. Whatever works for you, though, you know, if there are other methods, you know, that try anything.
Yeah. Know. Oh, I agree. Like, a lot of things have not really been scientifically evaluated enough. Like, I run into people that say acupuncture worked for them or laser therapy. I mean, these things haven't been really evaluated. But I mean, the important thing is that you quit. So, you know, if you try different things then and think they'll work for you, well, then maybe they will. But we know those medications work.
What's the message you want to get across during this week?
Well, the key message, I guess, would be that, you know, Manitoba is still struggling with high smoking rates, and really has been for the last 5 or 6 years. In 1999, the government of Canada introduced something called the Federal Tobacco Control Strategy, and they set goals for reducing the smoking rates in Canada. And the strategy was very effective. It involved mass media campaigns. It involved changing laws such as banning smoking in restaurants and bars. That was part of the strategy. They actually met their goals very quickly. So they went from a very high smoking rate in Canada to, you know, around 20% by the mid-2000s. But since the mid-2000s, there's very little progress that has been made. It's just so very important to quit, you know. And people that want help, they can talk to Their local wellness facilitator is a great resource. Also, there's the Smokers Helpline, which is a service that's run by the Canadian Cancer Society. The number for that is 1-877-513-5333 or smokershelpline.ca. And there's people that are trained at Smokers Helpline to give people counseling. They can give them information about those effective drugs. They can help you set a quit date for a quit date, which is always important to do if you want to quit. And it can help you prepare for that quit date as well.
Fantastic. I'd like to thank you for coming in.
Thanks so much, Lynn. I always like to get out to Beausejour. It's a beautiful community.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank Will for taking the time to come out and speak with Town Radio Beausejour. I want to remind you again, that number, if you're interested in quitting, you can call 1-877-513-5333, or you can visit smokershelpline.ca.